Well, today's gospel reading has, of course, the very, very famous parable of the Good Samaritan. Just a little bit of context, and then just an interpretation of who God is in light of this parable. First of all, Jesus sets up the parable so that the two holy people, right, so a priest comes by. I mean, and he says it that way, right? A priest comes by, and a priest is supposed to be a holy person, and he's not moved by compassion. In fact, he moves away from this Jewish guy who's been beaten up by the bandits and is left by himself, you know. And so he avoids him. Then a Levite comes by. And a Levite is, again, a holy person, right? The person of the priestly class, right? And of course, he comes by and he doesn't want to have anything to do. He goes to the opposite side of the road and avoids him as well. And then comes the Samaritan. And the Samaritan is a sworn enemy of the Jewish people. And he comes by and his heart is moved with compassion. So he the sight of this man's complete destitution moves this guy to transcend any hostilities that he feels toward the Jewish people and to minister to him completely. The word there, esplagmistai, is, you know, literally means he is not just moved with compassion, just like it's just in the pit of his stomach, he's just ripped apart by seeing this guy. That's how deeply he feels his compassion toward this man. So much so that he dresses his wounds, puts him on his own beast, walks him to an inn, pays for the man to recover, and then checks on him when he returns. Now, when you look at this, you know, I mean, you think to yourself, oh my gosh, would I do that? You know, I'm not Mother Teresa, I'm not Dorothy Day, you know, but that's what we're called to by Jesus. We're called to try and kind of set our hearts attuned to the needs of people so that we can respond to them in their need with the same kind of compassion as this Samaritan, who even transcends the hostilities between his people and the Jewish people. Now, of course, do I fall short of that? Yes. Maybe Joan is the only one who doesn't. I don't know. She seems to respond to all people in need. But for all intents and purposes, it's a hard goal to reach. Nevertheless, that's exactly how God feels towards us. This is the whole point. When Jesus says that all of the law and the prophets are summed up, right, by these two commandments, love our God with our whole mind, soul, heart, and strength, and love our neighbor like ourselves. When these two things, these two commandments sum up all of them, that means that God, who reflects Torah, the law, and the prophets, God's heart is summed up by these commandments. God's heart is summed up by the attitude and the compassion of this Samaritan. And so, of course, what we're dealing with then is the Samaritan himself then is an exemplar of the heart of God towards us. So what does God feel towards us? Not just when, you know, toward the poor, not just toward the sick, though certainly the poor, certainly the sick, certainly everyone who is in need. It's the same thing he feels towards sinners, and the same thing he feels towards us in our sin, the same kind of compassion and desire to heal us when we have strayed and to accept us back when we come back to him in repentance like the father of the prodigal son. It is that heart of compassion, extreme compassion, just ripped apart, as it were, in the pit of his stomach by seeing us in our need, by seeing us in our sin, by seeing us when we stray, by seeing us, you know, in our suffering, that he is moved to pity, moved to compassion, and of course responds ultimately. If we, you know, are responsive to him, he responds to us ultimately with the kingdom of heaven. This is good news, but it is a call which is really, really hard to embrace, because of course, you know, there's so many things that distract us. But that's what we're called to. We're called to reshape our hearts, to want to serve the needs of others as completely as God, as completely as this Samaritan. Amen.